Carl Benson, WAC Commissioner. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, save a dying conference with a last-ditch effort to invite BYU into the WAC as a non-football member.
It's the new thriller of the fall movie season. A story so unbelievable, it has to be true. Mission Impossible 4, codename The Project. A string of emails tells this intriguing story.
You've got mail.
Carl Benson, August 13th.
BYU is in. We just need to get the presidents to sign the $5 million exit fee agreement. Fresno State and Nevada will never be able to come up with that kind of money.
Utah State President Stan Albrecht, August 17th.
All the signatures are in place. Bob Custer's world is crumbling around him. He's desperate, just as I imagined it.
Mission Impossible 4, codename The Project.
Carl Benson, August 18th.
Nevada did not sign. I repeat, Nevada did not sign.
Lawyers think his verbal agreement is binding, though. Going forward as planned.
Mountain West Commissioner Craig Thompson, August 18th.
Oh, man, get Fresno and Nevada on the phone. We gotta act fast.
Later that night, Fresno TV Report, August 18th.
All I could say is, wow, what a great day for the Bulldogs.
They smiles across the red wave today.
Oh, yeah.
Big announcement.
Very excited.
This invitation provides an opportunity for Fresno State to take another step.
Carl Benson Press Conference, August 19th.
During the course of the day, watch what was expected to be a very beneficial relationship with BYU disintegrate due to the selfish actions of two WAC schools, Fresno State and Nevada. I should have said $5 billion.
Mission Impossible 4, codename The Project.
You've got mail.
Michael Deeds of the Idaho Statesman gives it 4 stars and calls it a cross between The Da Vinci Code, Bourne Identity, and The Titanic. Mission Impossible 4, codename The Project. Coming soon to a theater near you.